We all need encouragement. Today, we're going to find it together in the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton on this edition of The Encouraging Word. Today's message is about promise, the promise of the only way it can happen. Now, what's it? We'll discover that in just a few minutes as we open the Word of God with Dr. Don Wilton. In these few days, it has been an exciting time to see how God is working not only in the teaching of Dr. Wilton, but also a good friend of his, Dr. Charles Stanley. If you've seen online at our encouragingword.org website, that's theencouragingword.org, you're seeing an awful lot about heaven, our eternal home, a message from Dr. Wilton, and a companion book from his friend, Dr. Charles Stanley, called The Gift of Heaven. All the details are there at theencouragingword.org, or if you're ready now, just give us a call, 866-899-WORD. We'll connect you with us, and we'll connect you with that resource. Now, let's open our hearts and God's Word with Dr. Wilton.
Now, I'm going to take you to John's Gospel, and we're going to be in John's Gospel in chapter 16. And I want you to listen to the title that I've given our message today: The Promise of the Only Way It Can Happen. It's like when you fall in love with that young lady, some of you are going to identify with this, and she's the absolute best thing you've ever been around, and you look at her one day and you say, "Sweetheart, I just love you. Will you marry me?" And you want to follow up and say, "In fact, if you don't marry me, my life's just not worth it. It's over." I'm going to show you something here in the scriptures that's really quite amazing. And I'm not reading this particular verse, but I want to show you, before I read to you, I want to show you something in John 16 and the end of verse 5. Really, look at verse 5. This is what Jesus said. Jesus turned to people who loved him and who had been with him, and he said, "But now I am going to him who sent me." Jesus announced to these people that he was leaving. And because Jesus knows the heart of all people, he just put the question there. He said, "Now, none of you might have actually said this to me, but I know what you're thinking. You're asking the question, where are you going?" Now, let me put just a rough interpretation on that. That is a loaded word. Where are you going? What do you mean you're going to leave us? What about us? How are we going to cope? I want you to see what happened here, because Jesus had been with these 12 and with so many others, and they had watched him and walked with him and fellowshipped with him, and they'd seen and they'd been impacted by him. I mean, they really loved him, you know. And then Jesus had told them all this time that he was going to leave them. I call that a very nice "how do you do." And here comes this time, and Jesus looks at them and he says to them, I'm going, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, how are we going to do this without you? Now, folks, watch this. You ready for me to really drop it down here? Jesus is about to tell them, "You're quite right. You cannot do it without me. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure that you have the only means by which you can. I'm going to show you." So let me read to you what he said here. He said, verse 6, "But because I've said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart." Now, we understand why they were so sorrowful. Probably if we were, with the disciples back in that day, in their little cluster groups, they would have sat there and said, "What are we going to do? Our hearts are so filled with sorrow. How can we face this world?" So here's what Jesus says, verse 7, "Nevertheless, I want to tell you the truth." Now, I'm stopping deliberately in my reading of this passage. I'm going to tell you absolute truth. And what I'm about to tell you comes from God. This is absolute truth. Look what he says here. "It is to your advantage that I go away. I'm going, but I'm going to tell you something that's going to bless you in ways that you can't even begin to imagine. Your advantage, my having gone back into heaven, is going to far outweigh even my being with you in person. And this is what he says, for if I do not go away, the Helper. By the way, that's one of the names of the Holy Spirit. The Helper. Don't you love that? We need help. We need help in America. We need help to understand what's going on. We need help to cope with our sorrow. We need help in our perplexions. We need help at the crossroads. And he says here, if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I do go back into heaven, I will send him to you. And by the way, verse 8, when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin, concerning righteousness, and concerning judgment. Is that right? Do you know what Jesus just said? He said, I want you people to just listen up, America. There are three things you as a nation cannot do for yourselves. You cannot figure out what is sin and what is not sin. And you will never figure out what is the right way to live according to God's commandment. And you will never fully understand the judgment of God unless my Spirit shows you. I've just explained what's going on in America. This is an amazing nation. Jesus explains us. We're living in a nation today where anything goes just as long as it suits whoever wants to go with the anything that it goes. Morality has become relative. Who said what's wrong and what's right? How do you and I know whether we should or whether we shouldn't? By the way, how do you please God? How do you get to know God? How do you live according to God? And what happens? Where is all this going? All of us are going to die someday. What then? We're going back to dust? Are we just all going to go to some wild blue yonder? We're just going to be reignited, reinvigorated? We're just going to come back in some other kind of form? Are we all just going to be happy for all eternity? Are we just going into oblivion? How do we know? The three things that we don't know. And we'll never know. It's a quandary. And especially in a country like America. Because we're a nation of individual rights. And we should be. We value the individual. It's just a matter of what I think, what you think. Let the American people decide. It should be that way. But by what standard do we, the people, decide? Because our Constitution has changed from we the people to I the person. It's whatever cranks my tractor. I can do this, I can behave like this, I can act like this. There is no moral absolute. Don't tell me what to do. I'm an American. The promise of the only way it can be done. What Jesus was saying is, I want to give you a prescription for mass confusion. Mass confusion about sin, mass confusion about living right, and mass confusion about God's judgment. I'll tell you how to do it. Just don't have the Spirit of God involved in your life. That's why I'm sending him. So, the three, perhaps, greatest needs humankind has, number one, is to know sin. What is sin? You know, I'm just paging over here to the book of Galatians, for example. If you go to the book of Galatians chapter 5, and maybe I'll preach on this one of these days, but in Galatians chapter 5, one of those many passages where God, in this passage here, actually names sin, a selection. Can I read them to you? So we're in chapter 5, and let me see where we are. Okay, we're in chapter 5, and I want you to look at verse 19. Bible tells us what the works of the flesh are. Ready for this? This is a tough one. Bible says the words of the flesh, sin, tells us. Sexual immorality, impurity, which by the way is the word fornication. Sensuality, idolatry. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Sorcery, witchcraft, enmity, strife, jealousy, which, of which a derivative is covetousness, a perpetual desiring of what others have. Look at this one. Fits of anger. Remember what I said at the beginning of the message? Don't do that in a church. Fits of anger. America, do you know what short fuse this country's on? Boom! Boo! It's all it takes. Fits of anger. Rivalries. You develop agendas based on sinful rivalries where it doesn't matter what people believe, think, or say. You're just against it because they are your rival. Doesn't matter. Dissensions. Dissension is the ultimate negative of a disagreement. You can disagree without being disagreeable. But when you get to the disagreeableness of your disagreement, you plunge into dissension. Divisions. Divided. Envy. Drunkenness. Orgies. And then, of course, he puts that little word ETC on there, etc. So, the greatest needs in America, number one, is to know what sin is. So now, who decides? All right, let's put this out here together. How do you define sexual immorality? How do you and I define that? Let me ask you something. Is it a sin to sleep together before you get married? Who decides? Does God have anything to say? Huh? The promise of the only way it can happen. The greatest needs, number one, to know sin. We're confused. Number two, to live right.
Please forgive the interruption. What a powerful message from our pastor today. And as he's talking about that sense of confusion in our country about what is right and what is wrong, perhaps there are resources that we could help you put in your hands that would help you in your own life understand God's perspective on sin. It's not a comfortable thing to talk about because too many times in my own life, I have literally tried to justify my behavior when I realize, no, there is no gray area there. It's just right or wrong. I either need to do that or not do that. I need to control my temper. I need to check these things in my own life that I know are inappropriate and walk away from them. Here's the good news. God is ready to help empower you to turn your back on sin and to move forward in a fresh new way. We have a wonderful set of resources that we're making available right now just by calling us at 866-899-WORD. Something that takes us off the now and looks ahead to what is the future. Because, you know, many times the denial of our own immediate gratification is made possible by the understanding of what lays ahead. The opportunity of protecting your relationship before you get married so that you can have the kind of relationship in that marriage that you know you want to have, that God has designed for you. Again, we'd love to pray with you and for you. Put resources in your hands. We do that all the time, keyboard to keyboard, on our website at theencouragingword.org. But it has been a renewal of ours. You know, there was a time where the phones were as busy as can be, and now they are returning to that busyness because even in our text-driven, email-centric world, sometimes the greatest blessing is to have another follower of Christ, a brother or sister that loves Jesus, that would be happy to talk with you and pray with you right now on the phone. That's what we have, a great team ready to meet with you, not just now during the broadcast, but 24 hours a day at 866-899-WORD. I'd love for you to jot it down, store it in your cell. It is 866 1-800-899-9673, and it will always, 4 o'clock in the morning, will connect you with one of us that would be happy to talk, to listen, and to pray with and for you. Now let's get back to today's message from Dr. Don Wilton about the promise of the only way it can happen.
We're confused. Number two, to live right. Well, by the way, in that same passage, just go down to verse 22. Because where is God in this one passage I'm just picking on? And people say, well, let's talk about sin. What is sin? Well, then down in verse 22, he says, but the fruit of the, see that word there, the fruit of the Spirit. What is Jesus talking about here? What is Jesus talking about? He said, I'm going away. If I go away, I'm going to send my Spirit. He's the one. I will tell you, you can't do it. So now I've gone from, well, Lord, help me to know what, when I'm sinning and what sin is. Even in stuff where there's a thin gray line there, where I can't quite figure it out. Take me out of the court of public opinion and put me right there at the throne of grace. Well, in the same way, if there's confusion about living right, what is living right? Well, in verse 22, let me just read a couple of things. He said, the fruit of the Spirit is love, really, joy, peace, America, peace, patience, kindness, it's being kind, goodness. How do you define goodness? Faithfulness? That's a big word. Faithfulness. Gentleness. Self-control. Goes on, doesn't it? All right, watch this. Greatest needs. To know sin. To live right. Number three, to believe God. Greatest need we have in America today is just taking God at His word. It's believing God, believing who He is. You know, we live in a country where even one of our politicians makes a statement about God, believing, praying. Man, in this country, you get crucified over that on talk shows and you name it. It's like, God, we're Americans, man. Get a life. We know how to do it. Greatest country in the world. Really? Jesus said, I got to go away, because if I don't go away, the helper's not going to come. And if the helper doesn't come, doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what language you speak, how much money you've made. Could I use a southern phrase? You ain't got no help. You're on your own. So the only way it can happen is by being convicted of sin. That's the Holy Spirit. It's the only way. By the way, that's the beginning point even of your salvation. The Holy Spirit will convict you that you have sinned and come short of God's glory. The Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, you're feeling it right now, even as I'm sharing with you. It's deep down in here. Sometimes you say, well, how does that exactly happen? You know, Jesus spoke to Nicodemus, said it's like the wind. The wind blows wherever it wants. You don't know where the wind's coming from, where it's going, but man, you sure can feel the impact of it. Don't know how many times I've heard people, it's my own life. I've just been sitting there and all of a sudden I just have this sense, this burden. By the way, do you know how I know that I'm a believer? Write that. Because I love to do everything. I'm constantly having to be, excuse me? There's a botheration. I can't explain it to you. When I find myself going in a direction that God does not want me to, and by the way, sin is doing, going in any direction that God doesn't approve. That's sin. So, let's get back to living together before you get married. Want me to tell you how you'll know if you're a believer? It'll be bothering the daylights out of you. Better do something about it. That's the spirit, because that's not God's plan. It's not okay because the world says it's okay. Jesus didn't say, by the way, just go and consult your world. He didn't say that. He didn't even ask us to call the White House. He didn't say, consult Congress. Do you know what he didn't say? He didn't say, ask your preacher. That's a nice how do you do. I mean, does God not know who I am? He didn't. He said, my spirit will. So the only way, this is the promise of the only way it can happen. The only way I can know sin for what it is in the eyes of God is to be convicted of sin. That's the Holy Spirit. To be convicted of righteousness. That's the Holy Spirit. The only way I can walk, live my life according to the way God wants me to live my life is the convicting power and presence of the Holy Spirit. Guys, man alive, you and I are on a journey every day. We're doing stuff, going places, making decisions. How do we ever decide? That's why you are so welcome in God's presence. This is not a sanctuary for saints here. Excuse me. Excepting for one or two of you that have pointed that out to me, I'm talking about this is not a sanctuary for saints. We are sinners saved by the grace of God. Can I hear a resounding amen here? Or are you asleep this morning? Right? How do I know how righteousness, how do we know how to live according to God's standards, Spirit of God? And boy, I need that every day. The only way it can happen is by being convicted concerning God's judgment. That's the Holy Spirit. It's the only way. I'm telling you, people hate that. The world hates the fact that God has determined that those who belong to Him according to His standard, through the Lord Jesus Christ, who loves them, those are they that belong to Him, are part of the family of God, that will go to heaven to be with Him forever. And it has to, people cannot say, well, that's your opinion. No, it's not my opinion. It's what God says. And His Holy Spirit convicts me of that. So, what can we do? Could I say, what can we do? Two things. You ready for this? What can we do? Number one, this is very important here. First thing you can do about this is give your heart to Jesus. I feel so honored to invite you to do that. I'm inviting you today to give your life to the Lord Jesus. Because here's what happens. When you give your heart to Jesus, boom, instantly, you will receive what Jesus promised. It's a promise. And it's the only way it can happen. You will receive the Holy Spirit. Now, all of a sudden, you give your heart to Jesus, sin, righteousness, and judgment. God is taking you through it. Give your heart to Jesus. So what's the second thing we can do? Pray for others to do the same thing. Just pray for others to do the same thing. It's what God does for us. That's why we gather. How about it? What if you and I, as a people, made a determination today to make these two things our business? Number one, make certain we know Jesus. And number two, pray that our friends and family and loved ones and neighbors, they too would give their hearts to Jesus. Tell you, the whole perspective changes. It's one of the reasons why we gather like this. This is why I'm so glad that you're here. That's why we welcome one another into the house of God. It's one of the many reasons we do what we do. We go on mission. We serve children. That's why we do that. That's the reason. Doesn't have any other reason. It's that we ourselves know Jesus, and because of that, we are praying and doing everything we can that others would know Jesus too. We're going to make certain that we ourselves know Jesus. And number two, we're going to pray that people that we really care about will come to know Jesus too. That's why we're going to pray and fast. It begins today. It's all right here. That's why we do this, because of what Jesus said. Jesus said, listen, I'm going to send my helper, and this is what he's going to do for you. And we believe that. So how about it? And God is moving.
Oh, if God has spoken to you through Dr. Don Wilton and the teaching of God's Word today, and you need to make a change, you need to make a decision, don't just leave it with what you've been thinking about and hearing. Maybe you prayed with the pastor earlier. Then let's talk about it. Let's see what God's going to do next. Let us pray with you and for you. You need to share that news with someone, and we'd love you to share it with us. Dr. Don would love an email from you, letting him know what your story is like in the middle of all that God is doing through the Encouraging Word. You can email him directly at Don, D-O-N, at theencouragingword.org. That's Don, D-O-N, at theencouragingword.org. Or give us a call right now. Let us pray with you. Put some resources in your hands at the other end of 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We would really love to connect you with great resources. And right now, this resource combination of a message from Dr. Wilton and Dr. Charles Stanley, both about heaven, our eternal home, and the gift of heaven. Here are all the details about how you can have your copy.
Is there life beyond this world? Have you ever thought about heaven? Have you ever had any doubts about heaven? The Bible tells us that heaven is as real as death. Heaven is a promise. Heaven is an eternal gift. This month, for your gift of any amount, you will receive Dr. Wilton's assuring message, Heaven, Our Eternal Home. Plus, you will receive The Gift of Heaven. The Gift of Heaven provides biblical answers to questions such as, how do I know if I'll go to heaven? Who will be in heaven? What is life in heaven like? Both of these ministry resources will help to satisfy the deepest questions of your soul. You don't have to fear the unknown. You can come face to face with the Savior's assurance of eternal life. Write to us at Post Office Box 2110, Spartanburg, South Carolina, 29304, or call us toll-free at 866-899-WORD, or visit online at theencouragingword.org. Your partnership enables us to bring the gift of life into millions of homes around the world.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm so happy to hear that. Why don't you pray this prayer with me today? Dear God, I know that you love me very, very much. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on a cross so that I might be forgiven of my sin. Today, I repent of my sin. I confess my sin to you. And I invite you to come into my heart and into my life by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. If you've prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to welcome you to the family of God. This is wonderful.